The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Morning, legends, Dan and Maz Weekends. Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dan.
Hey, Dan. I'm Maz. On the show today, we're going to strike some gold. Well, someone has struck gold, and we're going to talk about it before 8 a.m., definitely.
Comedy gold.
Maybe.
Comedy gold.
Possibly.
Nah, it's going to be a good one.
There will be gold on the show before 8, and then after 8 a.m., we've got to talk about New Earth.
Proxima Centauri.
Is that its official science-y name?
Pretty sure. I'm 90% sure. That's, like, from my memory. I'm not reading that from a news article, so I might have got it wrong, but I reckon it's Proxima Centauri is the New Earth that you might have read about this week. Yeah.
So, what, they found a new planet somewhere, I don't know, it's, like, near one of the moons or something, and it could be another Earth. Is that right?
Yeah, essentially, it's about as close as you can get to us. It's about, I think, 4 light years away. I don't know. I read all about it on Thursday, I think.
Okay.
But, yeah, I tell you what, if you want a spot on the spaceship, you're listening to the right show. That's all I'm going to tell you.
That is happening after 8 o'clock this morning. As always, we will kick the show off with Confused, which is up next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's time to play Confused.
Love the reverb there, Maz. Sick reverb.
Thanks bro.
You're welcome, sis. We're sort of like a brother and sister, aren't we, Maz?
Sure.
You're like a sister to me. You're really attractive, but I just can't go there.
Thanks, mate.
I'm confused. That's how we're all feeling it right now.
Confused is very
our
confused.
Confusing news segment, Maz. You've got 2 news stories. And
I do.
And a special challenger, our Confusinator today, will be trying to guess the fake one. And that is Brooke.
Hey, Brooke. Hi.
Hello. How you feeling?
I'm great. I'm good.
Oh, good.
I'm
good.
Ready to go.
All right.
All right. So am I.
No, come on. No need to be a babbling Brooke, okay? Come on.
Brooke.
Yes.
Story number 1. Temporary measures to alert drivers to cows on the road in India have proved successful.
Hang on. Police. What was that in the background, Brooke?
From my child.
Little baby.
Oh, I thought it was you getting excited over cows. It was the second man said cows. I heard this.
Cows go.
All right.
Sorry, did you get that?
You
Brooke, do you want me to start
up,
again?
Brooke? Can you shut it up, please?
Yeah, I stepped out of the car.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Do you want me to start again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay. Story number 1. Temporary measures to alert drivers to cows on the road in India have proved successful. Police in India have been applying temporary stickers which glow in the dark to cows' horns in an attempt to cut down on road accidents. The bizarre measures are the latest effort to combat the growing problem of motorists crashing into the animals as they cross the road at night. Okay. Or...
Brooke, that's glow horns for cows in India. All right.
Is it story number 2? The mystery of the two-headed lobster. Aquarists are trying to get their head around the discovery of a bizarre double-headed lobster which was uncovered in Queensland. The crustacean almost ended up as lunch for some sharks at a North Queensland aquarium before being discovered by stunned staff in a frozen food packet.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Brooke, is it story number 1? Is it story number 2? Which one's the fake one?
Which one's the fake one?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed
to be
thinking
about. I'm
going to
go with story number 1.
Okay. Glow-in-the-dark horns on cows in India.
Brooke.
That's Compton.
You're incorrect.
Brooke.
That is legit what the police are doing in India to the cows' horns. And also, it was a two-headed prawn that was uncovered in a frozen food packet.
It would be better off, Maz, with a lobster if it had two tails, because that'd be twice the
nice. That is true.
Don't get much flavour out of the head of the old lobby, but the tail, that's where the yum-yums hide. Hey, Brooke, you failed.
Oh,
so you've set
sucks.
A bad example for your child.
And my state.
Yeah, and your state.
Yeah, I know. You really threw yourself under the bus there, didn't you, Brooke? That's okay, mate. You'll recover. Go and have a great Saturday.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Brooke. I liked Brooke. I thought Brooke was cool.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah, we had a good rapport. Yeah. All right.
Okay, cool.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Guys, I want to shine the light on Dan DeBoof for a moment.
Maz, can I be honest? I'm a little bit nervous in the spotlight. Like, I don't like the spotlight on me.
Oh, please. Like, if you could hack the spotlight so it was permanently facing you, you would be that hacker. You love the spotlight.
It's
so
me.
Please don't lie to everybody this morning. You secretly, or not so secretly, are loving this.
All right.
We think about Dan DeBoof, what do we think, guys? We think Game of Thrones. Yep. We think the internet is not going to read itself. We think a lot of sitting down and low heart rate activity.
Yep.
Lots of Foodstagram.
Yep.
Lots of menu log.
Yeah. Lots of menu log.
Lots of public transport.
Uber Eats, mate. Uber Eats. No, yeah, okay, all right. So there's a certain persona that I have,
That's you. That's you to a T. What people may not know about you is that you're a bit of a football fanatic. And this is not a joke, guys.
Yeah.
This is legit. So I have had the displeasure of going to an AFL game with Dan DeBoof. And I had this equal mix of excited that Dan was so excited and humiliated that Dan was so excited. Because you really, and it is actually great to see you have some passion for something. So
it isn't a board game.
It's not Settlers of Catan. It's really amazing.
I love it. Yeah, it's good. So, and the other thing is, Maz, is because we catch up on the weekends, you get me, like, post-sports.
Oh, yeah, I get you on that post-sporting come down.
And the last two weekends in a row, I've come in on Saturday morning just with a huge smile on my face because for the last two weekends in a row, it's been Friday night footy and the winners, both nights in a row, both against top eight teams, have been the mighty, mighty West Coast Eagles.
So your team... Your team is the West Coast Eagles.
Yes, yeah, because I grew up in Perth, Maz. Yeah.
But you reckon their two-week winning streak...
Maz, come on, we've only dropped one game since the bye. Come on.
You reckon it's because of you.
Well,
you feel like that you have done something and it has influenced the success of the mighty, mighty West Coast Eagles.
Yeah. Now, if you feel the same, we're top four right now. I mean, it's only the start of the round. We're top four. If you reckon, we'll just say now, if you reckon that something you're doing, like a superstition that you have, or whatever, is the reason your team wins. Like, if you have something you do every match, or you believe that your sports superstition is what is making your team win or has made them win in the past, or maybe they're not winning, but you still reckon it's a spot-on one, give us a call, 131060. So my friends, we all get together and we all watch the match and we all wear our merch and we get excited and we got, like, songs that we sing every time, like, the players score. Like, each player has their own unique song.
So you have made up songs for each player on the team. Could we have an example, please?
Soon-to-be Coleman medalist Josh Kennedy, for example.
So Josh Kennedy scores. What happens?
Well, to the tune of Let It Be, we all do, Kennedy, 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 Kennedy. That's a good one because it ends with Kennedy. It's a good one. That's fun. But my favourite one, sadly, he's out with injury for about a year, but my favourite one is for Nick Natanui, which we thought up the other day where we go,
okay.
You might know what this is for the tune of, Maz. It goes, Don't you wish your Ruckman was Natanui? Don't ya? We all sing. It's great. But the reason.
It's great. It's
this
great.
Is the reason why the West Coast Eagles have returned to form right at the most important end of the season. This is why. It's because we were watching at a certain pub, right? And the Eagles were not doing too well. Around about maybe a couple of months ago.
Okay.
We're like, we've got to switch pubs up. So 3 weeks ago, we switched to a different pub and we have won every single game since then in impressive fashion.
So you are saying...
Yep.
The success of your team is solely dependent on the location of the watering hole that you are watching it at.
Yes, and I would like to say... to the West Coast Eagles, you're welcome. Last night, they didn't know it, right? But there was just something. There was some feeling in their hearts, right? As they ran out at Adelaide Oval last night, as they ran out, they didn't know it. But for some reason, they felt great. And that wasn't because Nick Nat's in hospital and they wanted to still battle on without him. Or that wasn't because they had two wins in a row. It was because we were at the Great Northern Hotel. That is literally why.
Okay, so this is, it's a sporting superstition and you reckon that you're making sure that your team wins by going to the Great Northern.
Yeah, and it's proof. It's proven. It's done.
13-10-60 team, I am certain that Dan is not the only sports fan who has this opinion, that something that they are doing is instrumental in their team's success. I'm going to call it a sporting superstition. Yeah. How are you making sure that your team is winning? 13-10-60 is the number and we'll get to your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I'm talking about if you've got a sports superstition. Now, this segment inspired by Dan DeBoof, who you wouldn't think is a sporty guy, but man, is he a fan of live sport.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Specifically the West Coast Eagles, who've been having a pretty great run. Mainly because of me and my friends.
You're claiming it. You're saying, you know what, I have been instrumental in the recent success of the West Coast Eagles on the ladder.
It's been a tough week for the West Coast Eagles because Nick Natanui's been in hospital and then that woman decided to paint her child black for book week. So it's been a real... We're kind of hoping for some good West Coast Eagles news and we bloody got it last night.
We want to know.
It was me and my friends that did it because we switched pubs about 3 weeks ago. We'd been going to one pub and we decided, you know what?
To watch the game, FYI. Yeah. This isn't just like, oh yeah, you know, Tuesdays we used to go to a local, now we just go to a different pub. Like this is actually to watch the game.
Yeah, and we all thought, we'll go to a different pub. And you know what? Bloody hell, we've started smashing it. And it's because we switched pubs. It is because of us.
We want to know how you're making sure your team is winning on 13-10-60. We've got Steve. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate.
Steve, you sound
Steve-o,
pumped.
Who's your team? Who's your team, Steve-o?
I'll go for the Dragons in the NRL.
Oh, okay.
That's my dad's team. Yep.
Yeah, so if... I'll make sure my team loses by watching it. That's my thing.
So you reckon every time you watch them play, they lose?
Yeah, that's right.
So you've been watching them a bit this year then?
I have been. Yeah, I have been. So every game I've missed, they've won. So, I feel the need not to watch them anymore. And then, they'll go well.
Yeah, so if we reverse engineer that, Steve, your job now is to not watch your team play and they might do well.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
See how that goes.
You'll just walk past the pub and you'll see out of the corner of your eye the match on the screen. You go, oh, no!
No, I've seen it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll just keep walking.
Oh, Steve. Well,
thank
I guess,
you, Steve. Yeah,
better luck next year.
We've got Luke. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Luke.
Yeah, really good. Are you making sure that your team is winning?
Yes. Well, it was back when I was in high school.
Okay.
Every time I'd put a bet on the Melbourne Storm to win, they'd win. Every time I didn't bet, they'd lose.
So why don't you just bet on them all the time and become a millionaire?
Well, I didn't have mates that went for certain teams, so.
Also, it's high school, so, you know, you're earning $8 an hour at Subway.
Yeah, and also, I don't think you can gamble when you're in high school.
No, you weren't meant to, but oh well.
A few flaws in this story, Luke.
Should have vetted this one. You should have said to us uni, mate. You should have said to us uni.
Whoopsie pie.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Thank you, Luke.
Surely if you bet on your team and they win every time, that's
You'd
like a
always
loop.
Bet on
that's
your
a
team.
Loop. That's a best. That's a, that'll yeah, spiral out of control. That's like a Macaulay Culkin movie.
What if you forgot one week, though? Like, if you know, he might not have intentionally not bet on them and they lost. And that's how he figured it out.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Don't gamble, guys.
That would be
Jade.
Count responsibly. That'd be a good movie, though. That'd be a good movie plot, wouldn't it?
Who would play the lead character? Who would play Luke in that movie?
It'd be like a Macaulay Culkin type thing, where it'd be like, you know, like you'd be like, oh my God, I got the magic gamble. The magic gamble.
Can we cast Gosling as Luke?
Oh, so you can look at it and be all like, swoon. All right. Yeah, nah, why not?
No, Gosling would be great in that role.
This is so Hollywood.
A little bit
Maz.
Dark, a little bit edgy.
He'd be too serious.
Illegal gambling.
All right, we're going down a rabbit hole at a rapid pace here.
Jade.
Yes. Hi.
Hey, babe. Are you making sure that your team is winning?
I'm not into the footy, but my mum is a big fan of the Eagles as
Brilliant.
Well.
Oh, yeah, good one. Okay.
Yep. So a few years back, she thought it was her being naked watching the game, cheering them on.
Okay, that was making them win.
Yep.
Jade, I've got to ask you a really serious question right now.
Yeah.
My cousin Jade, her mum, my auntie Sharon, is a huge fan of the West Coast Eagles.
Yep.
And Jade, are you my cousin?
No.
Thank God. Because if my auntie was watching the game in the nude, that would be terrifying. Thank God.
Jade, so your mum was really convinced that if she watched the West Coast Eagles nude, that they would win.
Yeah. So a few games in a row, she kind of would get like having a shower and then she'd get out and watch the rest of the game and they would up it and win.
Is anybody else watching sport nude at home? Is this a thing that I was unaware of? I'm a bit of a nudist at home. I don't watch sport in the nude, though.
Yep. No, she, I think the third or fourth game in, she actually sat down and watched the full game and they lost. So she's like, right, get naked next time. So she sat there and was naked.
What I'm hearing, Jade, is if we got your mum down to our pub, the West Coast Eagles are going to be unstoppable for the finals. Yeah. As long as she's in the nude.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
She's very, very loud with her cheering as well.
So seriously, this is sounding exactly like my Auntie Sharon. You promise you're not my cousin?
No, it's not Sharon.
So what is it, Dan? The Great Northern?
Oh, don't know.
Next Friday night, special appearance by Jade's mum.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Well done, team.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Did you know that a guy uncovered a huge golden nugget
gold.
In Victoria?
Beautiful gold.
This is great. Just a regular Joe. I don't know if his name actually is Joe because he's chosen to remain anonymous.
Ah.
But he dug up a 4-kilo golden nugget about 12 inches under the Earth's surface.
That's not very, very deep.
No, it's not very deep at all.
It's worth going out and having a dig.
They reckon it could be worth up to $250,000. 4 kilos of pure gold found in the earth. And here is what the man has said that he will do with the money.
Yeah, $250,000.
He's planning to buy a van and travel around Australia.
Now, oh, that's cool.
No, that's a waste.
Like Hamish
he
and Andy.
He shouldn't be allowed to dig up $250,000 in the flippin' dirt if you're going to get a Winnebago and go to Broome for a week.
He's going to go round, Maz. He's going to go round.
You need to do something.
You never know if you never go. Good on him. Maybe it's his dream.
Look, if it is his dream, I'm glad that it's going to come true. Mm. This is what we want to know this morning on the show on 13 10 60. Well, it's a Eureka Stockade. Have you struck gold?
Gold! Beautiful gold!
I want to talk to people this morning on 13 10 60 if they have found gold. It might not be 4 kilos that you've found panning for gold randomly in Victoria, but maybe you have found some jewellery that was gold or, I don't know, a bit of gold leaf on your meal. Anything gold. If you found gold, if you struck gold, it's a Eureka Stockade. So
we're on the hunt for gold.
We are on the hunt for gold and we need your help, Australia.
All right. And maybe with your bounty, you did something more exciting than caravanning.
Seriously. That just frustrates me, that story. I'm glad that he found the gold nugget. I'm glad that it's worth $250,000. But seriously? I don't know, kickstart a space program or something with that money. don't buy a flipping van and go for a drive.
Get a paper mache built of your own body. Do something exciting.
Do something that people are going to care about.
Fill your house with those balls from ball pits.
No, I'm just going to go for a drive. I've always wanted to go to the Margaret River.
I've always fancied myself a bit of a grey nomad. Found a nugget, a foot underground. Think I might go on a bit of a bash. Hit the paddock. All right.
Okay, 30, 10, 60. Have you struck gold, Australia?
Be creative. The interesting ways you've found gold or golden things or gold-like objects and what you've done with them. Let's get some really bloody great. Let's get some comedy gold on the show.
Gold on the show next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We're digging for gold.
We are prospecting.
131060 is the number to call if you have struck gold, if you've stumbled upon actual gold in real life. We would love to speak with you. This is inspired by the man who uncovered a nugget. 4 kilos of a golden nugget worth about $250,000, and he's going to buy a van and go for a drive.
That's a big nug. He's got his nugget dream and he's going to make it come true. It was a huge story this week. I saw a lot of people sharing it on Facebook, so good on us for mentioning it.
I got Michael on 131060. Have you struck gold, Michael?
Well, technically, I'll tell you the story anyway.
Sure.
I'll tell you the story anyway. My dog can bark the alphabet.
Let me just get comfortable, Michael. I'm just going to settle in for this story.
Regale us, Michael, you raconteur. Tell us your story.
You've got to sit down for this one. You've got to sit down.
Yeah, I am sitting down.
We're sitting.
So the wife and I went to Oberon for a holiday, panning for gold there in a creek one day. And
that's a nice romantic holiday for you and your love.
Yeah, well, we like getting out and about,
Yep.
Anyway, we were preparing for gold, and it struck me every idiot in Australia who's gone to Oberon who's probably panned in these creeks found absolutely nothing.
Yes.
So we decided, okay, we're just going to pack it in. And I had a handful of rocks doing my hand, and I'm sifting through it, and all of a sudden I saw this goldy, sparkly rock. Ooh. I'm going, oh, my God, don't look, I just found gold. And as I dug deeper, I found out it was my wedding ring.
Gold!
I love that you were so excited about what you found. You didn't realise that your wedding ring had fallen off.
Yeah. I did find a dollar coin too one time, so I don't know.
There you go. That's gold, coin.
What'd you do with the money, Michael?
I bought a van and went around Australia.
He's hung up. Obviously didn't pay his phone bill.
Connor, good morning.
How are you?
Good, Connor.
Pretty good, mate. Yeah. Now, you've struck gold, Connor.
Yeah. Sure it is.
Yep, okay. Tell a story, Con.
All right, so I was camping with my mum and my stepdad, and we were on an Easter egg hunt, Easter weekend, New South Wales.
Yeah.
And, sort of come across a little piece of gold, about the size of a 5-cent piece. Wasn't much.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so what'd you do with it?
Beautiful gold.
Oh, just sitting in my room. I haven't got it valued yet.
So you uncovered a piece of gold on an Easter egg hunt, and you haven't had it valued?
Nah.
Is it because you're scared that it's just a bit of Easter egg wrapper or something?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
It does have Cadbury on it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it is a piece of Easter egg wrapper.
Okay, well, maybe it's not, mate. Take it to Cash Converters. Is that where you go? I don't know. Does that exist anymore?
Yeah, it does. I've seen one.
Or maybe a jeweller. That's probably a better idea. Go to a jeweller. They'll be able to value it, surely.
That's Connor. Connor, what a live wire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, family holidays with Connor would have been a treat.
Mum. I found gold, Mum. Oh, that's good, Con. Yep. You could tell the radio about this one day. Yep. Happy
Gabby.
Easter.
Gabby. Hey, mate.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, babe?
Oh, I'm awesome.
Yeah, hey. Good on you, Gabs.
Gabs, have you struck gold?
I have. I've struck gold many times.
Really? Ooh. Tell us about all of them.
Okay, I should preface this. I'm really short-sighted. So ever since I've been a kid, I watched the ground when I walked just so that I wouldn't fall over.
Oh, okay.
But because of that, I keep finding stuff. I found $50. I found a white gold necklace, a gold bracelet, like all these other gold bracelets and rings and stuff as well.
Really?
Yeah, because I just like, I have to watch the ground when I'm walking, otherwise I'm scared I'll fall over.
Oh. And Gabs, when you do stumble upon a white gold necklace, what do you do with that?
I did actually put up ads. No one claimed it. Ooh. So I turned all of the bits and pieces into a necklace, not into a necklace, into an artwork when I hit 18.
What do you mean an artwork?
Well, I had to come up with a HSC idea. So I went back to all the places where I'd found the stuff and taken photos of it and just put it all together on like this giant mural.
Oh, what was your grade like?
90.
Wow.
Pretty good.
I mean, I'm no art critic, but that's pretty impressive.
Good on you, Gabs.
And
thanks
then what?
For that.
Then did you rip it all off the art and then sell it?
I ripped it all off the artwork, and I think I've got it sitting in a box somewhere in the bottom of my room at my parents' place. I should probably go and get that sometime.
Yeah.
Just for safekeeping.
And keep watching the ground, Gabby. Keep watching the ground.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, that's good. And you've never tread in a dog turd either. It's a good bonus. Exactly. Yep.
Is that the bonus? Is that what we're ending on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was a real... I really turded that one up at the end, didn't
you
I?
You really did.
90 on your HSC. Bloody good work, Gabs, you little
there
artist.
There it is.
Yep.
Well done, everyone.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends. Everything lights up. Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Legends, Dan and Maz with you for another hour. Before 9 a.m, you'll hear about the spontaneous thing that I did this week. I do spontaneous things most weeks, actually.
You're so kooky, Maz.
But this one was one of my faves.
You're
this
just a wild card. You're so unpredictable. Like, you just do things like, you're like, I'm just going to do it.
Loose cannon. Oh, yeah. No, it was really cool.
All right. Yeah, actually, I know what it was. And I did actually, I got on Facebook.
You think it's cool?
Midweek. Yeah, I was on Facebook midweek and I saw what you posted and I was like,
Hang on a second.
I don't remember us talking about that when we caught up on Sunday. I don't remember Maz saying that she was going to do that. She must be feeling a bit spontaneous.
That's right. That's
you were. You're such a kook, Maz.
Thanks, mate. Up next, guys, have you heard about New Earth?
Proxima Centauri B, yeah.
What is it?
Proxima Centauri B, yeah.
Sounds like a bad girl band from the 90s, doesn't it?
Hey, Proxima Centauri. I'm the kooky one.
They've discovered a new Earth. Look, we're going to send some people there. If that interests you, if your ears perked up, stay with us.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's talk about New Earth.
Proxima Centauri B, you probably read about it this week. It's the Earth-like planet. Yeah, Mazzy, what do you know about Proxima Centauri B?
Well, I know that it is a planet that we could potentially live on.
Yeah, that's pretty good knowledge.
I know that it's like a couple of light years away.
Pretty
which
sure
is
it's
like
four, actually, yeah.
Heaps far.
Yeah, it's, but essentially, you say it's heaps far, but it's also the closest possible.
How have we not known about New Earth before now?
Because we keep digging a little further. We keep digging a little further and a little further.
I wonder.
Now we've got to this one, and it's essentially, it's a planet in our closest star system, which of course is, Maz?
What?
Our closest star system to Earth is?
Like the Milky Way or something?
Alpha Centauri. It's all part of the Milky Way.
See, I was right.
But essentially, yeah, there's a couple of things about this planet that mean that it could be Earth-like.
Can we send a rover there? You know how they sent a rover to Mars?
Well, it's a lot further away than Mars, Maz.
But you said that it was close.
Yeah, but think of the size of the universe.
Well, it's pretty big from what I hear. I don't know. I've never been out there, but I reckon it's pretty big.
You're probably wondering why I know so much about this planet. It's
because you're a nerd.
Yeah, well, that's true, actually, and proud of it. But I got a call from NASA the other day.
No,
they
call
me up and they say, "Hey, Dan, it's NASA." And I go, "NASA? I'm busy." And
Hang
they go,
on. This is not
serious.
True.
Yeah, they go, "This is serious. We found," and I go, "Oh, Proxima Centauri B." And they're like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And I'm like, "Okay, yeah." And they said, "Look, you've got a radio show. We love listening to it here at NASA HQ." And I'm like, "Oh, thanks, NASA." And they said, "Look, we're going to build a rocket that's going to go to this planet and take people over there. And we need you guys on the Dan and Maz show to get the crew together for the rocket." So I said, "All right, NASA, but, you know, we've got a pretty packed show, you know.
It's a big responsibility.
We've got a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about on Saturday's show, you know." And then they said, "Can you squeeze it in?" I said, "Bloody hell, NASA, because I love you. I'll do it."
To be fair, they probably should have called one of the weekday breakfast shows.
I know, because they got so much room. We're only on air 2 days a week, Mats.
I know.
But I love NASA, so I said, "Okay."
Probably more listeners during the week too. But anyway.
Yeah. So, well, it's true because people are, you know,
people
sleeping
are hungover,
in.
Sleeping in.
Going to their brunch.
That's right.
Weekend sport.
There's a lot going on.
We still have to staff this rocket. So
maybe this is perfect though because, you know, destiny.
Well, I did a little bit of a sneaky Maz and I put it on our Facebook. I didn't tell anyone it was for NASA. I just pretend it was just a funny question, but really it's for NASA. I said, if you want a seat, what skill can you bring to the new civilization on New Earth? Proxima Centauri B. So 131060 right now. Give us a call right now. What skill have you got? What do you reckon gives you a seat on this rocket for NASA, which is real?
One rocket.
Yes.
Only one rocket.
Yes.
Full of humans. To New Earth,
yep.
Which is a bit past Mars.
Yep. So, for example, a lot past. So, Rachel has said, "I can karate chop the heck out of some decorative pillows." You're on the rocket, Rachel.
Okay, so we're looking for any skills.
Yep.
We want to have a variety of skills on the rocket.
Matt posted, "I'm heaps funny and a little sexy," with crying with laughter emoji and winking emoji. Yeah,
well,
but
it'd be good to have a funny person on the rocket.
Yeah, but I've already got that covered, Maz. That's me. So
be good to have a funny person on the rocket.
I've already got that one covered.
He's on.
Stu has said, "I know how to make a good toasted cheese sandwich."
Oh, is there room on board for a jaffle maker, though?
No, I think that'd have to be.
You got to pack light if you're going to New Earth,
yeah,
surely.
And Brett has posted on our Facebook, "I have hands."
Okay, well.
Got to say, we need a good pair of hands.
Many hands make light work.
And we want some nice light work on Proxima Centauri B. So they're all in.
Okay, great. We're filling up the rocket that we're sending to New Earth on behalf of NASA, FYI.
This is all because of NASA. They called me during the week. Yeah.
Official business.
Yeah. The head of NASA called me. Yeah.
If you, what's his name again?
First of all, Maz, sexist. It's a her.
Sorry. My bad. What's her name again?
Sharon NASA. It's named after her.
Sharon NASA is the head of NASA.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. She founded it, so she named it after herself. 131060.
She must be old.
This is legit.
She founded it.
She is. She's 500 years old. This is legit. 131060. If you want a spot on this rocket ship that me and NASA are taking to the new Earth, you might have read about this week, tell us what unique skill can you bring to our team?
All right.
There's a lot
we'll
of seats
too.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We're sending a rocket to New Earth.
Yes. Yeah, you might have read about it this week, the new planet they've found, which is in the habitable zone, which means that liquid water could exist on the surface. It's a little bit bigger than Earth, but around about the same size, which means it could be rocky like Earth. And it's close. It's close, Maz, this new planet that you might have read about. It's close. That's the best thing about it.
What I'm getting, it's a lot of, probs from NASA.
Look,
they're like, you know what? I reckon it might have water, probably some rocky mountains.
Yes, correct.
Reckon we might be able to survive there. Not 100% sure, but I reckon.
Yep. Location, though, Maz. It's the closest star system to us. So that's good stuff. And good that you brought up NASA, because as I said just before Shawn Mendes, I did say I spoke to NASA this week and they said, "Dan, if you're keen, we're going to send a rocket over. Do you reckon you can find a crew for it?" And I said, "Sure thing, NASA." So that's what we're doing now. 131060, why do you deserve a seat on this rocket to New Earth?
Sidebar, just on the NASA thing, You know that I legit know someone who works for NASA, right? My best friend's
aside
brother.
Aside from me.
Tim Miller.
Do
you know him? Yeah. He's my best friend's brother.
Yeah, oh, what's he? Isn't he a rocket scientist or something? Yeah.
It's only because I just told you that.
Yeah. No, I reckon I've seen him around. I reckon I've hung out with him at NASA HQ. Actually, I think he was at the social badminton event the other day. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Our team is called the Shuttlecocks.
We've got Les on 131060. Hey, mate.
Hey, guys.
Les.
Hey, Les, do you want a seat on the rocket we're sending to New Earth?
Yeah, why not?
All right. What skills? Les, you've got to bring a skill set, my friend.
Oh, I could MacGyver anything.
Okay. Why do you reckon, because it's very important to have that skill. MacGyver, quite famous for using what's at hand to fix sort of problems, like in Apollo 13 when they got to use what's there in the rocket to save the rocket. Can you give us an example, Les, of some sort of thing you've done, some sort of MacGyvering you've done?
Oh, always riding our bikes and breaking them in the bush, so old duct tapes and zip ties.
Oh, yeah?
Les?
Duct tape and cable ties, away we go.
Yeah, we'll pack some in the hold and you're on the rocket. There you go.
Cheers, guys.
Oh, you're welcome, Les. Thanks, so Les. Polite, too. He could maybe do etiquette classes as well. We got Peaceful. Peaceful? Sorry, is this Peaceful?
Yes.
Peaceful. How are ya? Peaceful's a very interesting name.
Oh, is it now? I bet you've never met a Peaceful before.
No.
What's a Peaceful?
I'm a peace clown.
A peace?
So I think we need clowns on the new earth, don't you think?
No, there's already going to be one. Dan's coming.
Oh,
great. Well, there's two.
I'm not a clown. I'm an idiot, all right?
I'm an idiot as well, so okay. It's nice to see you.
Peaceful. So are you a clown? Your job?
Yeah, I'm into peace and I'm a clown.
All right, well, peace is very important because when we land on the planet, we meet the inhabitants, we will say we come in peace. So it would be nice to have like a physical personification of the idea of peace, and we could sort of roll you out and go, see, like this, and point at you.
That's right. Peaceful. There's no leaders on this new earth because everyone's going to lead themselves.
You
are
definitely getting a seat on the rocket.
Don't know about that 100%. Leading. Don't know about that no leaders thing. I thought I was the tyrant king.
There'll be no tyrants because we've already made a mess of this earth. Don't you think we should try again?
Yeah, but I reckon I'd probably have the best ideas, though.
Do you reckon?
Well, I don't know. We'll have a consensus. We'll sit down together and we'll all vote on that.
I don't know about this clown. Peaceful. Oh, I kind of regret putting you on the rocket, Peaceful.
Clown nemesis of the tyrant leader of New Earth,
all right.
Dan.
Yeah. Tyrant or dictator of New Earth, me. Dylan.
Yeah, how are we?
Yeah,
good.
So good, mate.
Why do I think I should be on this rocket?
Yep.
That's what we're asking.
I've been working at Macca's for 4 years now, and I could put a bloody good feast on for the whole crew.
Yep, great. You're on the rocket. Yep.
Well, got to eat.
Yep, could smash a burger. It's you, me, Dill, and Peace of the Clown and Les MacGyvering. This is a great rocket.
Okay, let's get to Sherry on 131060. Hello, Sherry.
Hey.
Hey, lady, what skill set are you bringing to the rocket that's going to New Earth?
Yeah, look, I can leg press 340 kilos.
Holy moly.
Oh, Maz, you work in the fitness industry. Do you know what a leg press is?
I do. You must have some serious thighs, girlfriend.
I know what a sandwich press is.
Once you land, you're not going to have equipment, right? Just put my feet up and I'll just push stuff around.
Yeah, that's good.
We could launch the rocket from you if you just leg pressed it into the atmosphere.
And also,
possibly
the planet's a bit larger than Earth, so the gravity might be a bit stronger. So it'd be good if
it's okay. I'm
yeah,
good.
You can do all the walking. You can sort of carry me around.
What?
Yes. I could do that.
Piggyback you around New Earth.
I like that.
Is it too lazy to walk?
No, because the gravity's strong. I need some big strong legs to walk me around.
Sherry, you're on the rocket.
Yay.
You don't have to carry Dan around either.
So we'll have Dylan flipping burgers, Sherry carrying me around, Peaceful the clown doing a bit of entertainment, and Les MacGyvering us out of any situations.
It sounds great. When are you guys off?
TBD, to be determined.
Okay. Keep me posted on that launch date.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's talk about Kanye West.
It has been a big week for Kanye, for Yeezy,
it sure
hasn't
has.
It, Maz?
Yes, it has.
He did his pop-up stores this time last weekend. So this time last weekend, there were a whole bunch of hip-hop fashion nerds lining up. You know,
so many people, hundreds of people.
Blocks upon blocks.
Queuing for hours upon hours to get their hands on some drop crotch pants that look ridiculous.
Yeah, let's put it quite frankly, Maz, the clothes look terrible. They looked absolutely terrible.
You know what? It's not my thing, but if you're into that and you can own that, go for it, you know?
He's charging three figures for T-shirts that apparently you can buy for $4 wholesale online.
I did see that article this week. Yeah. The manufacturer is like, you know what? You can get these unbranded T-shirts for $4, but if they are plastered with Yeezy, it's a few hunji.
But the actual like designs are like just giant letters saying random slogans. And the letters are like when you used to like create your own fake newspaper for a school assignment in a Word document, like that kind of font that you'd use for the head, like for the masthead, like that olden days.
Old cursive. Times Roman.
Literally like bad font saying giant things on these fluoro. It's just awful. It's truly awful. And people are lining up down the street.
I'm assuming you didn't line up at one of the pop-up stores last weekend, Dan, and score yourself some swag from Kanye.
There was one literally just around the corner from my house because I live in the trendiest neighbourhood possible and because I'm awful. And
when did they start just letting anyone in?
I'm just yuppifying the place. Yeah, sometimes, Maz, I feel like I'm the only person trying to gentrify my neighbourhood. Three blocks down the street, I had one look at it and I went, you fool. But I like this story from Charlotte, who posted on Kanye West's Facebook page, had so many likes because she actually runs one of the stores, was in Fitzroy in Melbourne on Brunswick Street, trendy Brunswick Street. She runs a store there and she said, there's been a slight issue though. The 700 plus people in line to get into your store to buy a top that says Yeezus on it are in front of mine. Now, from one retailer to another, our customer bases are quite different. So when you're customers swear at my little old lady customers who are just trying to come in to buy an album to protect their wartime treasures, it's a bit of a problem. She
Fair enough.
It.
Fair call. Is she asking for compensation? People do that to Kanye a lot.
Yeah, well, that's probably why he's broke. She's
You've upset
six.
Me.
She's
Give
a gold digger
millions.
Herself. She's a gold digger herself. She's after $6,000.
$6,000? Hmm. For what?
I don't know, because she couldn't sell her stationery to old ladies or whatever. But that's not the only thing. I spotted another Kanye story, and it combines two of my loves, which are food and poetry, all right? you might
this
know
is
yeah.
a very niche story.
I love this story, though. You might know that Frank Ocean released some music this week. That was sort of like the big release of the week. He also released a magazine. He's had a busy week, Frank Ocean. And part of the magazine, Kanye West wrote a poem for the magazine.
As an article that was published in it.
I can only assume that Frank Ocean was like, do whatever you want. And Kanye's gone, great, I'm going to write a poem. Now, the poem is brilliant because of how bad it is. Like, I think he's punked this whole magazine.
It's legit Kanye West.
It's legit Kanye West. He's legit published this. It's all about McDonald's. Here it is being read here it is being read by a different rapper.
McDonald's man, the French fries had a plan. The salad bar and the ketchup made a band because the French fries had a plan. McDonald's, man, McDonald's, I know them French fries had a plan. The cheeseburger and the shakes formed a band to overthrow the French fries plan. Deep. I always knew them French fries was evil, man. Smelling all good and shit. I don't trust no food that smells that good, man. I don't trust it. I just can't because I'm in McDonald's, man. Damn. Them French fries look good, though. I knew the Diet Coke was jealous of the fries. I knew the McNuggets was jealous of the fries. Even the McRib was jealous of the fries. I could see it through his artificial meat eyes, and he only be there some of the time. Everybody was jealous of them French fries, except for that one special guy. That smooth apple pie.
Two things. First of all, Kanye has lost his mind. Second, when did the McRib come back?
I think it's always in America. They're always McRibbing.
I used to love a McRib.
Can you believe that? Kanye got that published.
That is, like, I feel like I've got to agree with you, Dan. He's got to be punking everyone. Like, that's got to be, Like, remember when Adam Sandler did that movie Jack and Jill and there were so many celebrity cameos, you're like, surely this is some, like, joke, and in 10 years' time they'll release a documentary about how Adam Sandler punked all of the world by releasing such a terrible movie.
Well, Maz,
surely this is the rap version of that.
We could play a Kanye song right now, but I thought we'd punk all of Australia and play a bit more food poetry. So we've got possibly the greatest food song ever written. We got Eat It by Weird Al.
Oh, absolutely. Let's get that on.
Yes.
Eat It by Weird Al Yankovic. Oh, enjoy this Australia. Dan and Maz.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Weird Al Yankovic. That is Eat It. Dan and Maz Weekends.
That was a tribute
to Kanye West, who had a poem about McDonald's published in Frank Ocean's magazine.
Yep.
There's a sentence I never thought I'd say.
There's so much. Yeah, the last 5 minutes have probably been a lot of what we never thought we'd do. But you know what? I mean, why not? Why not? You loved it. You're welcome,
Australia.
If you're
going to celebrate a song about food, it's just got to be, you know. It's got to be Weird Al Yankovic.
Absolutely. Bit of spontaneous fun. Oh, segue.
Speaking of spontaneous fun, yes. I had a sponny holly this week, a spontaneous holiday.
Yes. I was actually on my Facebook, Maz, and I saw a photo of you next to a snowman. And I filled in the blanks, and I realised that you'd gone to the snow. And you know what my first thought was? Because you know, we catch up every weekend, we have a chat, we sort of, oh, what are you up to? What are you up to, right? And it gets broadcast to Australia as well. and I remember thinking to myself, oh, God, I don't remember Maz saying that she was going to go on a snow holiday.
I didn't mention it.
But I thought maybe you told me and I just zoned out. Like, sometimes you talk and I just zone out and start thinking about myself.
Sometimes. More often than not. No, I didn't mention it.
I didn't comment on it because I was like, oh, God, I should have bloody said have a good trip.
No, I didn't mention it because this time last week, I 100% did not think I was going to be going to the snow.
Mm.
It was a decision that I made late Monday night. So I got up at 3 a.m. on Tuesday to drive down to the snow because I was able to be there for a couple of days midweek. So completely spontaneous. My mum had actually gone down with her neighbour and on the way down, she just rang just to check in and just say, you know, she's going away for a few days. And she was like, oh, you know, we're staying in a lodge. I'm like, oh, how many beds in a lodge, ma? She's like, oh, actually, I think there's a spare bed. There might be a spare bed in the lodge. I'll find out when I get down there. Turns out there was a spare bed, so I jumped in my car and drove down myself.
Ah.
Had a couple of days on the slopes.
Shredding
with
mum.
Couple of days snowboarding. It was epic. It was such a fun few days. And then I managed to get back home in time for a class at the gym that I own on Thursday night.
So
when I rocked up for the class, everyone was like, aren't you at the snow? I'm like, no. I made sure I was back in time for class, guys.
You wild card.
Dedicated.
You mad woman.
I am a mad woman. I want to know if you've had a spontaneous holiday.
13, 10, 60. If you've just gone, you know what? I'm going to go
Spawny
on a
holly.
Bloody holiday. Would you recommend it, Maz?
Absolutely. I'd love to hear from people that went next level from my spontaneous holiday. Because really, I jumped in my car, drove about 7 hours, and was there for a couple of days. I'd love to talk to people that have gone overseas spontaneously. That would be the dream. But I think the sort of formula that we're looking for is very tiny amount of lead time.
Yes.
Possibly pack your bags and go.
Within that day, yeah.
It's like, do you remember that TV show from the 90s hosted by Tim Ferguson, Don't Forget Your Toothbrush?
Yes.
And everyone, all the studio audience would get to the studio with their suitcases packed.
Yeah.
And if you won, if your name was called out, that's it. Off you go to the airport and away you go. That's that kind of vibe.
That's the level you want of extreme spontaneity and travel. All right, 13, 10, 60. Have you done a spontaneous holiday?
And if you ever were on that show, Don't Forget Your Toothbrush, I'd love to hear from you just as
just one idea at a time, mate.
One idea at a time. Okay, spontaneous holidays. Have you had a sponny holly? 13, 10, 60. We'll talk to you next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Emma has called through. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Hey,
great, babe.
Now, you chucked a spontaneous holiday. Where to?
We went to New Zealand.
Now, you got to get on a plane to go to New Zealand. Or a boat.
We did.
You go on a boat, I guess.
No, we took a plane and then we spontaneously took a boat from the North Island to the South as well.
Really?
So, yeah.
So how much lead time did you have before getting on that plane to NZ?
like two and a half hours. We'd been deciding that we were going to go, and I ordered my passport, and it literally came in the mail, and we went, it's got nothing major on at work, let's go, and just went inside, booked, packed, drove an hour to the airport, and yeah, then proceeded to follow my brother-in-law, who's in was in the New Zealand Ballet, around on tour for 2 weeks as they toured South Island, so we were just their little groupies. Randomly.
That's epic.
Why not? Why not just be a ballet groupie?
Funny holiday. So good.
Sidebar, Emma, do you call a male ballerina a ballerina?
No, he was the principal dancer.
Oh, my, okay. A principal dancer.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Thanks, Emma. Let's talk to Josh. Good morning.
How you going, guys?
Good, Josh.
Where'd you go on your spontaneous holiday?
Fiji.
Oh, overseas as well.
Is this a middle of winter scenario where you were like, oh, it's bloody freezing here. I want to go somewhere lovely and tropical.
Look, oh, it was a little bit of that. It was more so the partner and I had our 10th wedding anniversary coming up and we wanted to go on holidays and my business had been bought out by another owner. So the holidays weren't looking like they're going to happen and I suppose I snapped my biscuit on the Thursday morning, went, stuff it, I'll call in sick for a week in a bit, and went in and booked the flights, the accommodation, parking, and just, yep, Saturday morning, we flew out about 5-6 nights.
So you booked it on the Thursday, you left on the Saturday, that's great.
Yeah, the fiance, the wife at the time, didn't know anything was happening, so she got a rude awakening at 3 a.m. that Saturday morning for me.
Great.
Getting her up and showing her the flight center ticket saying, find your passport, we're flying out in like 4 hours.
Oh. That is good husband work
that is,
right
yeah,
there.
That sounds really romantic. Did you get lots of points for that?
When she woke up, yes.
I think
she's still in a bit of a day for a couple of hours.
No one wants to be woken up at 3 a.m. by someone screaming, find your passport!
Exactly. So I was in the good books, and then I did disturb her beauty sleep, so... Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
We're getting so many calls, Maz.
I know. This is insane. Let's talk to Megan really quickly. Hey, Megs.
Hi.
Hey, where'd you go on your sponny holly?
Las Vegas.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
What made you just spontaneously decide, I'm going to go to Vegas?
My partner and I were both working rotations in construction, and it just so happened that we worked out that we had 4 days off together, and we woke up on the Friday morning, and we're like, let's go somewhere. So we jumped online, started looking at flights and places, and 2 hours later, we were on a flight to Las Vegas.
Mate.
Yeah.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Not for us. We actually conceived our child while we were there.
Little Vegas.
Yeah. To commemorate, we went back there for her first birthday and my husband's 30th birthday on the same day.
Oh, that's awesome.
So a sponny holiday.
Yep.
Sponny baby.
Yes, very much so.
Seriously though, like had you planned on having a child or was it just like, oops,
Not
Vegas.
At all. Not at all.
Megan, thanks so much for your call. We've got to wrap it up there, guys. Thanks for joining us this morning.
I know. So many calls as well. Sorry, Australia. But
we might have to bring it back to get all your calls on air.
Yeah, we got to get out of here, Maz.
We sure do. The show does live online. We're danandmaz.com. Follow us on social media. We're at danandmaz on everything. And enjoy your Saturday. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m.
Dan and Maz Weekends.